With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another day in court in New York City for former President Trump, forced by the presiding judge to attend his criminal trial every single day. And while it's preventing him from hitting the campaign trail, at least he can get behind the mic outside the courtroom.
This is a trial that should have never happened. This is a case that should have never been filed. And it was really an incredible day. Open your eyes. And we can't let this continue to happen to our country. But another matter, the economy has just been reported to be doing very badly. The stock market's way down.
The former president has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records. And speaking of the economy, an inflation gauge closely tracked by the Federal Reserve just out this morning shows that price pressures remain elevated. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. Secretary of State on a three-day visit to communist China.
Antony Blinken's discussions started with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and then Beijing's Public Security Minister, who said Blinken would see President Xi Jinping, a meeting that had been expected but not previously announced. A State Department official then confirmed that Blinken would meet the president before leaving the country late on Friday. Talks between the two countries have increased in recent months, even as differences have grown. Blinken and Wang underscored the importance of keeping lines of communication open, but they also lamented that divisions were becoming more serious in nature. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And Blinken has now met with Chinese President Xi. Blinken saying there will be further cooperation on fighting synthetic drugs, including deadly fentanyl. They also talked about China's support for Russia in the war in Ukraine. And watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 135 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 230 points. This is SRN News. How important is religion in your life?
According to the latest survey from the Public Religion Research Institute, 53% of Americans say faith is important to them, down from 72% in 2013. As you might expect, this trend mirrors a decline in weekly church attendance, 24% now compared to 31% a decade ago. Those who do attend say they do so to feel closer to God and to other people who share their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church has suspended a priest who took part in services for the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Dmitry Safronov took part in Navalny's funeral, as well as presided at a commemoration on March 26th, the 40th day after his death, an important Russian Orthodox tradition. During his more than two decades in power, Vladimir Putin has boosted the standing of the Orthodox Church, increasing its prestige, its wealth, and power. SRN News. As the second of two Colorado paramedics convicted in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain is sentenced, new study finds the practice of giving sedatives to those detained by police has been spreading.
An AP investigation in collaboration with Frontline and the Howard Centers for Investigative Journalism shows how a strategy intended to reduce violence and save lives has also resulted in 94 avoidable deaths over a decade. Paramedic and EMS educator Eric Yeager says after teaching the concept for years, he started taking a closer look.
I and others came to the conclusion that we'd probably made a mistake.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system did enough to make sure that drivers pay attention to the road. The agency says Tesla has reported more crashes involving autopilot since the recall. SRNnews.com.